Superior natives Steve and his girlfriend say their meth use dug a deep hole in their lives.
I wish I would have known a different way to live, because it really is hard to get out of and make a life.
I would look at myself and I'd hate myself a lot of times.
Especially when you ran out and you know, all your money's gone and you feel like crap and bruises all over your arms and...
Yeah, just going, what am I doing?
Superior Narcotics Officer Mike Miller says in his 4 years working the drug scene, he's heard a lot of the same from other users.
Seeing people that have gone down a path where they've chosen meth, and now, you know, a lot of them you talk to, it's not even that they want to keep doing it, but they almost need to because of what it does to them. It's a very difficult thing, and we don't like to see it.
18-year-old Sam says after she got into meth, she wasn't the same person anymore.
Even now, I still get nervous and I'm still even talking about it. I just shake. I feel like I want to do it again and I don't want to do it again. It's really hard. I don't know if I can stay sober, but I'm trying. And I never thought like I would let something control my life, and I know other people don't think that either. But if you use it, it will.
In a different case, Shelly Goodiel says her daughter's meth addiction blindsided her. That should be a warning to all parents.
Don't be naive. Don't think it wouldn't be your child, because it can be anybody's child that's doing it. And once they do it, it is so addictive that you lose your child pretty rapidly. One day you got them there and you have control, and the next day all your control is completely gone.
Superior Chemical Dependency Counselor Alicia Bliss says many meth addicts she sees are in denial.
A lot of people view it as, yes, I did have a problem, but now that I've, let's say, sat in jail for 30 days, if I went back out, now maybe I could control it and use recreationally. That's the real insanity of the addiction, is that you think you can control it at some point. Whatever the reason is, they can't control it.
And meth can strike people from all backgrounds. Superior High School Counselor Scott Bruce says the drug just stole away all logical reasoning in one of his students.
She thought she had a pretty good handle on her use, having it down to once a week, that it wasn't a problem for her anymore. And I finally looked at her and I said, you know, you're not the same anymore. You're a different person. And I think that's pretty typical of kids that use meth, that there is no such thing as harmless, minimal use.
Douglas County Jail Nurse Supervisor Gwen Brand agrees. She says it's difficult for many users to overcome.
I've seen it both ways. Usually when they're sober up, they're regretful, but when they go out, they start using right away, because meth is a very powerful drug.
So powerful that Brand says up to half of the jail population is either using or has used meth at one time. In Superior, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.